I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Marquette Area Public Schools Board of Education will be hearing the results of research done by a citizen committee that was looking into the issue of cultural insensitivity in the continued use of the school's Redmen nickname. The committee will be presenting their findings at the district board meeting coming up this Monday, and we spoke with Superintendent Bill Saunders for more.
This issue, it continues to come to fruition in Marquette. Every few years, we have something that may spark a little bit more interest in this issue. I will say this year at our homecoming game, we had a lot of social media interest in some students, and whether or not those students acted appropriately or were they acting in a culturally sensitive manner. And that's really the heart of the issue. Is Marquette Area Public Schools has evolved. Let me first go back and just give a brief history. Marquette Public Schools, as it really started to grow, Graveret was built when they started to say, hey, we need a fully unified school system here in Marquette. And that opened late 20s, about 29. And they had hired a superintendent, first superintendent Marquette Area Public Schools, Willard Whitman. And he was hired in 1920. He was a Harvard graduate, was the leader of the district. And after the opening of Graveret, that's when Marquette Area Public Schools actually started its competitive sports teams and started to play other schools, football, basketball, those types of things. And hey, we need a name. We need something to identify us. And he's the one that came up with the Block M and the Redmen name. And that was more after the Harvard red sweaters. And so initially our student athletes were wearing a red sweater with a Block M, and we became known as the Redmen. A few years later, during the WPA workers projects, a big project was going on, a roads project in Gogebic County. And somebody from Marquette had driven through Gogebic County, said, look at that Native headdress mascot on one of the road signs.
Yeah, Gogebic County for a long time had road signage that had the sort of the prototypical chief head on
Absolutely.
It with the headdress.
Absolutely. And so they said, hey, we don't have a mascot. We have a name. We're the Redmen. We have this Block M, but we really don't have a mascot. So they brought that back. One of the early coaches at the time said, hey, I like that. That's a great idea. And for the next 80 years, those two became synonymous with one another, married to one another,
right.
The Redmen name and then the headdress logo.
And the issue has come up with Native American communities and others saying that it's not culturally sensitive, that it's disrespectful, and it has come up for conversation with the school.
And it's interesting to note because the Native American moniker and the logo has pretty much evaporated. It has been removed for the most part. I mean, there's still some historical things, but they've gone more to the old Redmen with the Block M, but the name
correct
is still the issue.
So we've kind of tried to go back to inception, tried to go back to that 1929-1930 era, go back to the Block M and really what Redmen stood for at that point in time. But the issue we continue to run into, though, is we don't have a new adopted mascot. Our student body doesn't really have any mascot to identify with. And although we phased out that logo and mascot, a lot of students still revert back to that
right.
because they don't have anything else to revert back
to. So there's actually been some action that has been taken with this. You had a committee formed. Tell me what that committee's been looking at.
Yeah, so we had a committee. We looked at about 15 or so folks in the community, some people that we thought would be unbiased that could take a really educated look at this issue. We called it the research committee, and these folks were tasked with doing research on the issue. What is out there regarding this issue? We sent a flyer home to our parents, our student body, the community, and said, for the next 2 weeks, submit research that you can find out there to support keeping the Redmen name, what Redmen maybe stands for, or any issues that we see with the current name. And a couple questions that I asked that committee to really focus on. Is the Redmen nickname culturally insensitive? Does the Redmen nickname adversely affect the education of any students within the Marquette Area Public Schools? So those were two of the big questions that we really wanted them to focus on and look at.
We're talking with Bill Saunders here, Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent. So now this committee has had the opportunity to gather some of this, and what's next?
So for about the last 7 weeks, they've been busy doing their work And at Monday's board meeting, they're going to present their findings in a report to the members of the Board of Education. So that'll happen Monday, 5:30 in the Little Theater at Marquette Senior High School. Then it'll be up to the board after they present their findings, what direction the board either wants to take or wants to task me with as their employee, what other information would they possibly need in order to make a decision to move forward.
I have to ask, is there any indication as to what they've found, or are they keeping that under wraps?
That's under wraps until Monday. So okay. I haven't seen their report yet at this point. I'm hoping to get that end of the week so I can include that in a board packet so my board members have some idea what they might see on Monday. But at this point, no, that's so many folks reached out to them, responded to them with a lot of research. And so I think just the logistics of compiling all that research in a format that is going to be easily digestible by the board and by the public is taking a lot of work on their part as well.
That's Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. The committee presents its findings on Monday, December 16th at 5:30 p.m. at the Marquette Senior High School. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Nindala.